Step back from the door and keep your hands visible.
The voice's tone of boredom was good. It meant he wouldn't be on his guard. Ryan and JB rose from their cots and took the three short strides across the cell to the far wall. Ryan stood with a thin blanket draped over his body, his hand on one knotted end to hold it in place, while JB was dressed only in his pants, no shirt, no boots. The door slid open, and outside in the corridor, Christy lay strapped to a gurney, accompanied by two armored guards. She was twitching occasionally as though having a nightmare. When Ryan saw her, his anger boiled up, feeling like he swallowed something hard and jagged.
Stay back.
The guards rolled the gurney into the room, and both men leaned over it to unstrap Christy's wrists and ankles. As they did, Ryan gave a nod, and he and JB moved into action. Ryan's hand, the one holding the knotted end of the blanket, thrust outwards, sending the blanket snapping out toward the guard nearest to him. Ryan had knotted a handful of bolts into the blanket, hardware he'd detached from the beds. The weight had not hit the guard high on his side, surprise as much as pain making him step back, turning awkwardly in place. At the same moment, JB reached for the makeshift weapon he had stashed under the pillow of his bed. It was the grill from the air vent, meticulously unscrewed with the arm of his glasses. It was made of thin metal, its corners surprisingly sharp. JB stepped forward and thrust one of those sharp corners into the gut of the other guard, driving the man back. JB ducked low, knowing that Ryan would come in high, with a powerful punch at the guard who had the courtesy or misfortune to stagger right into the blow. JB, meanwhile, sprang toward the guard who'd been struck by the snap of the bolt-heavy blanket, and he cut across his face with the sharp corner of the grate, drawing a wide line of blood across the man's chin.
Now!
JB and Ryan switched places once more, like some old-time wrestling tag team. As the first guard reached for his cut face, Ryan grabbed the nightstick that the man had holstered at his belt. Before the guard could react, Cutter swung at his head, striking his exposed skull.
You should have worn your helmet, dirtbag.
Ryan swung again as the man dropped back onto the nearest cot. Guard 2 was stepping back as JB swung the sharp-cornered grate before him. Left, right, left. The guard stepped back, despite there being almost no room to do so, weaving out of the way of the makeshift knife point. Then the guard had his gun unholstered and aimed, not on JB, but on Christy.